You see, an adorable man wouldn't scare away. Shall I contact him then, or do you really insist on doing it yourself? Agent A. Let's have the Jackal do it. She was his partner. She should know how to get a yes out of him. Besides, she'll still startle him less than you will. Agent B. I'm amused that you think so. Somehow I doubt the Jackal is going to go easy on him. Agent A. I don't think would want it any other way. Agent B. If that's true, then they're going to have a great time. Chapter 1. All love bears a cost. Honolulu, Oahu, Hawaii. The forecast had called, as it often did in Honolulu, for scattered showers. But by mid-afternoon, luck had pushed the warm rains further up the island of Oahu, and instead, the skies over Waikiki Beach were dappled with cotton clouds against the late summer blue. The winds were gentle and humid, the ocean changing colors under the shifting sunshine like a mercurial gemstone, from deep jade to a turquoise so searing that the water looked artificial. It was the perfect day for the interview of the year, and the crowd that had gathered around the stage set up on the sand was frantic. Now and then, excited cheers pulsed through them, like ripples that originated with the boy seated at the center of the stage, his figure shaded under a translucent white canopy. One of his legs crossed casually over the other. He was dressed in a pale collared shirt and shorts and smelled like sunscreen, citrus, and salt wind. His hair was thick and messy, so pitch black that it shone blue under the sun, and his eyes, dark and slender behind a pair of aviators, currently expressed a mixture of politeness and discomfort as he stared at his interviewer. Winter Young, the most famous superstar in the world, had only agreed to this interview for the sake of his manager, Claire, who'd had to deal with star reporter Evelyn Dace for a year as she tried to nab Winter for a proper interview. Now the reporter leaned forward from the chair opposite Winter, her green eyes fixed so intently on him that he felt like she could see into his very marrow. He kept his face calm, his own gaze steady and unwavering, a quiet challenge in return. "Tell me," Evelyn began in a gentle yet patronizing tone, "are you currently dating anyone?" Claire had, as usual, given her a list of approved questions in addition to topics they were to avoid at all costs, but Evelyn had strayed from the list early on. First, a pointed comment about Winter's diet. He didn't have one. Then, an off-the-cuff remark about his close relationships with his backup dancers. Now, this. Winter could feel the heat rising at his collar, but he couldn't give her the satisfaction of a response. So instead, he offered Evelyn a demure, practiced smile and pushed the sleeves of his shirt higher, exposing more of the tattoos decorating his forearms. "Not right now," he said. "I've been too busy with the new album to date." Instead of taking his hint to steer the conversation back to the album, the reporter just looked down at her notes slyly, as if she knew there was more Winter wasn't letting on. "Come now, Winter, you've been dropping hints in all your new tracks." He shrugged. "Every artist is inspired by life, and love is one of life's greatest inspirations," he said, and scattered shrieks came from the crowd. Evelyn smiled at that, nodding at the career highlights reel playing on the screen behind them. Winter watched the footage of himself as a 14-year-old boy, long and lanky like an unsteady colt, newly famous and petrified of crowds, stepping out onto the stage of an arena for the first time. Sometimes he forgot how young he was when he began this wild journey. Years later, he still found it strange to look back. "This is my very first concert.